aid for Ukraine. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The Pentagon has announced another $2.5 billion in assistance for Ukraine.
This is the second largest package the U.S. has sent since the start of the war, and it follows the largest $3 billion package only several weeks ago.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Kyiv. Western defense leaders who met in Germany today have failed to resolve divisions over providing tanks and other military aid to Ukraine, but Germany's defense minister suggested the issue was inching forward. The Biden administration has designated a Russian freelance military group known as the Wagner Group that's operating in Ukraine, a transnational criminal organization. This, as a former Navy SEAL, has died in Ukraine.
The Navy tells Fox that Daniel Swift was killed on Wednesday. Swift was in the Ukrainian city of Dnipro, where he was injured and later died due to his wounds. The Navy says Swift deserted his post in San Diego in 2019 and does not know why he was in Ukraine. He's the sixth American to die there since the Russian invasion began last February. The government has discouraged Americans from fighting for Ukraine and says no active military members are in combat there. An unknown number of Americans have joined foreign fighters trying to protect the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv.
Fox's Kevin Ureski. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has tweeted that he is willing to meet with President Biden at the White House to discuss raising the debt limit, which was reached yesterday.
It is a basic responsibility that Congress has to deal with the debt ceiling. And so we have been clear on this. The president has been clear on this. It should not be used as a political weapon, we should not be putting it in a hostage situation.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. McCarthy has said he wants to discuss spending cuts as part of the negotiations. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A class action lawsuit accuses the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services of wrongfully incarcerating hundreds of children in its care.
The suit claims the Illinois DCFS has refused for years to find housing for kids who've been freed from custody on a judge's order. Lawyer Russell Ainsworth saying that most of the kids suffered from abuse prior to being taken into DCFS care, and that they're now suffering even more trauma by being kept locked up in jail.
Solution is very simple. We need more homes for children. The legislature has said DCFS can spend whatever money it needs in order to house children.
DCFS in a statement throwing the blame at previous administrations and says it's working to find appropriate and safe settings for the children as quickly as possible. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Air travel continues to face issues, including people being bumped from flights.
Here's some numbers from the Wall Street Journal. Frontier Airlines typically would bump about 800 people a year. Last year, they bumped 6,000 people. And that's not just true of Frontier. Other airlines as well, bumps are apparently up double. You know, it's kind of tough. Frontier's is the worst. Southwest and American also behind them. You show up at the airport, you got a ticket, and they're not going to let you board because they sold too many seats. In terms of the worst delays out there, Wall Street Journal does this measurement of all of the airlines of the past year. They say JetBlue, Frontier, and Allegiant had the worst delays this past year. And the airlines say it's partly their fault, yes, but it's also partly the fault of the federal government.
Fox Business Network's Jeff Flock. Financial grants totaling $4 million are earmarked to preserve historically black churches, including the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama, where crucial civil rights organizing meetings were held in the 1960s and where four black girls girls were killed after a bombing by members of the KKK in 1963. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.